Solid win for the Wallabies last week against Fiji. Tougher opposition this week against a touring Scotland side. A disappointing crowd down in Melbourne as well, and I think that will improve tomorrow also with 3 o'clock kickoff out at Allianz Stadium. Joining us on the line, former Wallaby great, Matty Burke. G'day, Matty.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. I tell you what, even though it was a comfortable win, you're right, those boys really felt they were in a test match. The hits from some of those Fijian boys last week were absolutely solid. And as you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, when you up the ante and there's something special to play for, they can certainly bring it to the game. So it was a good hit out for them. That's probably the biggest thing. They blew the cobwebs out. They're able to play some kind of football, a bit of side-to-side rugby, and 5 tries in the end was a good result.
It was Folau starring, and what do you make of Marika Korobidi still on the sidelines and Edo Nabali getting the start on the wing?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I thought he would have stayed, but he is experimenting with some players who can play, obviously, at that top level, TK, and he's chosen a squad of players that he thinks to be able to adapt at the test level and do well. That's the next thing. They need to find a combination. They need to find players that can beat New Zealand. And if they can find out some players when you're under the pump against quality opposition, as in Scotland this weekend, this is 3 versus 5 in the world on the weekend. So they'll no doubt target to him on the weekend. And as I look at the weather map, it's going to be wet tomorrow. So I'm just wondering, and I'm hoping that Australia goes in with a second set of plans for getting around the park there, because sometimes in the wet, especially in the game of rugby union, it's easier to play without the ball than with the ball. And if our guys have got that running mentality, Scotland may just pick off, 3, 6, 9, 12 points in penalty goals.
We spoke to Carmichael Hunt yesterday. What did you make of his debut? And what did you make, talking about finding combinations, what did you make of he and Bernard Foley working together?
Yeah, I actually spoke to him during the week as well, and I said to him, "Were you doing all of Bernie's tackles, as in Foley's tackles?" And he just gave the thumbs up. So, he certainly muscled up. He loves the contact, and at 15, you don't get a great deal of that. If you do, you make a tackle. It's a scrag down type tackle, but I thought he was good. He did what he was asked to do, shore up that midfield. He slipped in the first receiver a couple of times on the play especially when Folau went through, when Foley did the kind of a loop type play. And I think they want to play with a bit of a ball player at 12 as well, so not just a crash merchant. So, look, he did well. 30 years old, there was always going to be a bit of a suck and see, and certainly the questions were raised about going forward to 2019. Is a 30-year-old the way to go? Remembering, though, as well, boys, Kirtley Beale comes back. Also, Samu Karevi comes back from injury. So there is some pressure on him to do well, but I give him a thumbs up for last week. I thought it was a good debut for him.
Yeah, well, he certainly gave us every indication that he was enjoying it, and as you would be playing that gold jumper. Mate, what do we expect from Scotland? Give us your thoughts and then give us your scoreline.
Scotland had a good win over Italy last week in Singapore, and they finished equal second in the Six Nations at the beginning of the year. They're not a bad team. They missed about 3 players, obviously through the line, so that helps them in keeping their consistency, if that's the word. It'll be a completely different beast on the weekend. If the Wallabies think they can receive a kickoff in their own try line and go pass across the park like they did against Fiji, I think they'll get a pretty rude awakening. As I said, I hope they're able to incorporate a different game plan as well to change it up. Maybe a little bit of kicking. It'll be a tight one. Wallabies, and they have been over the last sort of 4 or 5 years as well. Obviously, the big one was the World Cup when we scraped through off a poor decision from the referee, but we won't go there. That's okay. I think Wallabies by not many. Wallabies by 5. Wallabies by 6, maybe. So
okay.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
okay.
Scotland, the last 2 games have been one-pointers.
One-pointers.
That's hard, I'll imagine.
Both Wallabies ways, 2016 and
2015. What have they got, though? They've got 4 blokes missing, haven't they, in the British and Irish
three,
lines?
Three, I think. Three. Did they get three blokes
missing?
Three.
Yeah. Which obviously is their best bloke. So you've got Stuart Hogg, their great fullback. You've got a halfback and a winger as well. So positions that do influence the team. And Hogg was outstanding through Super Rugby, Six Nations, I should say. So, he'll be sorely missed. But you know, they come with a lot of pride as well, Scotland. So it's going to be it'll be tough, physical.
Hey, just on Kirtley Beale, what's the situation with him? When does he come back into the Wallabies fold?
Well, he had that injury, hamstring injury in the semi-final of the English Premiership. So unfortunately, he sat out the last game, wasn't able to play in that one, and in the GF, which is a shame. Mm. He'll be back on deck hopefully relatively soon. You know, like I'm sure Checker would love to get him in for the Rugby Championship that's coming up, and also the Bledisloe Cup. So,
yeah.
As I said before, boys, the combinations that they're trying now. We need to find something, as in the Wallabies need to find something, that's going to challenge this Kiwi outfit. And we get to see them in the next couple of weeks against the British and Irish Lions and see how good they're going. But tell you what, having those blokes had a rude awakening to New Zealand rugby, the Lions. It's been a tough old ask for them so far.
Yeah, well, get used to it. That's what we've copped in recent years.
And mate, decade.
Looking forward to the coverage on Channel 10. Is it in black and white or colour?
We'll do colour this week.
Okay.
We'll pay the bills. We'll put it on colour.
And the second one is, who's got the neater haircut, you or Matthew White?
Oh, no. It's definitely me, mate. Mine doesn't move for 25 years.
White is pretty rock solid, too.
I thought
you know?
They had the same haircut and they just shared it.
He's got a bit of Lego hairstyle.
Berkey, we look forward to the coverage. You're tipping a tight one, but the Wallabies to win.
Absolutely. Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Matty Burke there. I'll tell you what, Australia $1.14 at tab.com.au. Very short. Scotland $5.75. The line is 14.5. So what did Berkey say? 5 or 6 points. And the last two games have been 1 point, albeit over in the UK. So $1.90 for the plus 14.5.
Yeah,
that's stealing money.
Bit of jealousy with the hair there, but that they are rock solid haircuts.
Yeah, they don't move.
Matthew Burke and Whitey.
They don't move. Yeah.
They're nice and fresh. That coverage on the Ten Network, and it is $1.14. The Aussies expecting to knock over Scotland. All the home sides are favourite in those international test matches in the world of rugby. Go to tab.com.au.